Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
What are you chuckling at?
You! You said radio! Can I chuckle, damn it? If I want to chuckle, I'll chuckle!
That wasn't even chuckle worthy.
It was chuckle worthy when you said radio. To me, it was.
Wow.
Okay?
I'm going to miss you.
Damn!
I really am.
Wow!
I don't think that was.
Can't even chuckle around here anymore.
It wasn't chuckle worthy.
I think you're lying.
Who?
Yeah, you're
not lying?
You're definitely lying. You saw something on Twitter. You didn't want to admit you were looking at Twitter.
This is Twitter?
Yep.
Now you're lying. Right. An NFL game capsule is Twitter. Okay. Wow. Your inflection, the way it rolled off your tongue.
All right,
okay?
Fine. All right, fine.
Damn.
I'll accept it.
Just accept the chuckle.
I'll accept
it. What's wrong with you people? You can't even accept the chuckle.
It didn't seem like it was a chuckle worthy thing.
Radio!
Oh, jeez. Wow. Man, I tell you. Why are you dressed up today? You dressed up
because I want to be dressed up, damn it. But how many more questions you got?
No, you got something today. You got something after the show.
I'm going to a chuckle party.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Chuckle
you
fest?
You have to dress up. Chuckle fest. Exactly.
Chucktoberfest?
Yeah.
Chucksemberfest?
Chucksember.
Yeah.
Chucksember.
Yeah, you've been a little sneaky. I don't like it. Yep.
How am I sneaky?
Been a little sneaky.
I felt like dressing up for you.
Yeah, it's a couple days you've been dressed up. You haven't had to go to TV. You've got other things going on.
That is so untrue.
You didn't know that you were supposed to do Boomer today and you were still dressed up. You're sneaking in. You're shoehorning in vacation days. Now that I didn't know about or was not aware about.
Now you know.
Apparently, I still wanted to dispute
them. While you were moonlighting, all that was going down. You know, your attention was elsewhere.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
Well, I just, now I'm flabbergasted at how many days you're going to be gone.
Yeah, you should be. Going to miss me, aren't you?
Do you know about this, Bogus? I mean, Mike?
I found out this week.
Did you? From who?
From Brian.
See, I still don't think you're taking that many days off.
Well, you can think what you want.
You told our boss you're doing that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Why are y'all questioning me?
Well, because you're you.
What does that mean?
You're capable of just about anything. So, and it just seems like a lot of time.
Well, I had a lot of time left.
Who's working?
I don't know.
Do we know?
Y'all figure that out. I'll see you. When I see you.
So if we called our program director right now on the phone, he would know about these days off.
Yes. Call him.
Okay.
Pick up the phone, baby.
You don't want in studio?
Pick up the phone.
Either way. produce the program director.
I don't appreciate this questioning my vacation time. I really don't, but...
I just find it to be bizarre.
Why is it bizarre?
That's a lot of time off.
Well, I deserve it, don't I?
I didn't say that.
Media icon.
But it's the longest stretch of time that anybody has taken on this show.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
Even longer than my honeymoon.
No, last year was this long.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was. Last year was the exact same amount of time. Yes, it was.
I would dispute that. We'll dispute that as well.
Well, you can dispute it as much as you want.
Yes, we have a dispution. It's a word, right?
It is now.
Yep.
Yes. O.G.O. and Jones.
There's a clear disputation when it comes to your vacation days.
Why?
I don't want to work without you all those days.
Well, it's too bad. I worked without you while you were out working on a new show that you finally got the gig.
Right. But that was obviously something that was important to my life and career.
This is important to my life and career.
It is not.
Why? Why isn't it?
Well, because you don't have a radio career any longer. What's the deal? Is he not?
He declined to interview.
Ah, okay. Cool.
What do you mean he declined to interview?
He said no. And then I asked again. He said, no, I'm not doing that.
What did you ask him to do?
I said, can you please join our radio show? We want to discuss Brian's days off.
So this is, I'm telling you, I'm right about this.
You're not right about this.
He doesn't know that you're taking that much time off.
Yes, he does.
Eric Spitz.
So how come he didn't want to come on then?
Because he didn't want to come on.
Sitting down eating my yogurt.
He actually was eating his yogurt.
Was he? He always.
Well, that's really disappointing that he didn't want to come on.
Why are you questioning me? I don't get this.
All Eric right. in the Bay Area.
Yes.
That's just in the Bay Area. All right. I mean,
have fun.
Fine.
You got me next week and 2 days the following week.
All I needed was a yes or no. Was he aware of this? That's all I needed now. So, I mean, it would have been nice to. How many more opportunities is he going to have to be a part of the program? Would have been nice to talk to him, but I mean, can you get a yes or no?
I want to put my business in the street.
Just
like
yes,
you.
Yes or yes.
To be honest, I'm a little nervous to call back.
Oh, why? He's in a bad mood?
I didn't get the vibe.
Oh. That's a vibe.
Yeah.
It wasn't dripping down your thigh?
Yeah, I'm not calling back.
Okay.
It's not worth it for me.
Get Bogus. Bogus was in when we discussed vacation time. Get Bogus.
All right. Whatever. I'll take your word for
it. Oh, you're going to take my word for it now? All of a sudden, you're taking my word for it.
It's a vibe.
I just figured
You guys can't believe because last year I was short a few vacation days.
That's really where this is from.
And now you're amazed that I have more left than you and Bogus, probably put together.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's
Bogus was taken aback, too, when we were in there discussing this.
You owed.
Like, yeah, four.
Yeah, so how is this possible?
Because I didn't take as many days off this year. And when I did, when I wasn't in studio, I would work those days.
They better be Bogus every day. Or just me solo. I don't want to work with anybody
you
else.
You and Taz. Yes.
Get high.
Okay.
That was taped me.
Bogus, you and I were doing the show together. Gio was moonlighting. He had forgotten all about Gio and Jones. Mm-hmm. He was worried about Boomer and
Gio. Just Gio.
Yeah. Mm. And we discussed days off. And you were surprised that I had more days left than you had available. Remember that conversation with the boss? Yes, shocked.
Okay.
Yeah. He was shocked.
So have you been informed that you're going to be working with me those days?
No. I'm not. This is what, the week of the 18th? Not next week, right?
It's every day in December except the 29th, apparently. You just told me.
So you're off after today until the 29th?
No. The 19th
week.
I'm taking off after the 19th.
Right.
All the next week and 2 days the following week, I'll work.
And then he's gone. Flying to Punta Gorda.
No, I'll be in Puerto Plata.
Puerto Plata.
Yes. Gabarete. Working on my tan. I got this tanning season.
Playing with your plantain. That's what you're going to be doing. Gosh.
Goodness.
This is not good news.
Why is it?
I mean, I'm confused.
You guys were excoriating me last year when I didn't have enough days. Now I manage it properly, still upset.
Manage it properly? You can't just go away for 2 weeks straight and then come back for
two weeks.
One show and I'm sitting here toiling. I don't want to toil, man.
What? I toiled. I had a different co-host every day while your ass was down the hall.
Okay, well, it's a little different story.
Oh, it's different.
I was working.
I'm going to be working?
I was working more hours.
I'm going to be working?
Yeah, right, working.
Working to recover from the night before. See y'all tomorrow.
Season 2 Better Man, right?
Yes.
Oh, on location?
Yeah.
Season 2 Better Man from Puerto Plata?
Yes, in Spanish.
Oh, hola. How do you say man? Hombres?
Oh, yeah. Mejor hombre.
Hola, hombres.
Better sex. Oh, okay.
All right.
Sexy old.
Man.
Wow. Did we clear that up now?
Nope.
Just y'all are so enamored with what the hell I'm doing during my vacation time.
I just can't believe me and Mike and Pete haven't said a peep about you guys leaving us all together. Forever, and now you two are fighting over vacation days.
Well, I figure I just thought we were the way I was justifying working as much as I was, I'm like, I'm going to be with Brian. It's going to be great. I'll just do all these last shows with Brian. Everything's going to be. So now I'm hearing that. I'm like, oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like big booty. It's going to be good.
Did you just say Greg has a big booty?
Big booty.
Robot yeah. Pete?
Man.
Wow.
All right.
You okay. Good now? Yeah, in a better place?
No, but I'm going to talk about the NFL. I'm not in a better place. I'm in a horrible place now.
You have Bogus? You'll be here?
Apparently not. He said no.
What are you taking off?
Well, three of those days, I'll be playing the role of Brad Heller, which precludes me from hanging out with Greg.
Oh.
Yeah.
De-escalate a situation and not allow your anger to get the best of you.
Would you please de-escalate the situation? What?
Shouldn't need de-escalation. You're the one who escalated it.
Hey, out there, how's your anger toolbox?
Well, it was fine.
Yeah, you're just taking things off.
You called me a liar. You and Mikey B. Didn't believe me.
I just didn't know about this. I just didn't know.
Well, I told you, and you still disputed it.
Yeah, we'll continue to dispute this.
You're going to miss Katya Henry in studio.
Okay. You know, got a whole bunch of them now.
I'm fighting this. I'm fighting this like Ezekiel Elliott fought a suspension. And I may lose, but I'm taking this all the way to the Fifth Court Circuit of Appeals with the guy in the... There.
You're going to have the same...
Amos Mazant.
Same result. Save your money.
Make sure you check that anger out there, okay?
All right, let's talk about some of these games.
Come on, let's talk about some of these games. Thank you, Bogus. Only one that believed me because he was sitting right there and it was going down. Hook him. There you go.
Just
yeah, not
terrible communication. Just awful communication.
Oh, well, no one talks to you anymore because you've moved on.
No, I needed to know this. All right, so the Vikings travel again this week to another big-time NFC opponent. They will be at Carolina for another matchup. And I thought when they went into these games as a logical person, I said, split these two. You go to Atlanta, you go to Carolina, you come out of that with one win. You're probably going to be in a decent spot. The fact that the Saints took a loss last night definitely helped those matters. The fact that the Eagles have another tough game coming up against the Rams, who the Vikings already beat, and the Seahawks beat the Eagles the week before. I think that, you know, having a loss here isn't the worst thing to making sure you get that bye, but... This matchup is going to be really, really interesting. Now, it's not a place in Carolina where you think like, oh, this is such a tough environment to play in. But you've got elements that the Vikings haven't seen in the better teams that they've played already. And that is, out of all these teams, the Falcons, the Saints, the Rams, the Ravens definitely have a very good defense. But I think that this Carolina defense is spectacular. So you've got that, and you've got a quarterback in Cam Newton that is going to present, of course, challenges that they're not there in Matt Ryan and Jared Goff and others. So I'm really, really interested. On the road, on grass, we're not talking about playing in another dome like they did last week at Atlanta. But on the road, outdoors, Cam Newton, good defense, a team that certainly needs the game desperately. How do they respond in this spot? If they go out and blow out Carolina or win decisively, then I can't feel anxiety about their future any longer because they would have passed just about every test.
Well, just get a W. Who cares about the margin of victory? You just want to get a win, and it'll be a huge win. because it's on the road and all those things you just said, an excellent defense, one of the best in the league, if not the best. And you're talking about the X factor being a quarterback that's mobile and who can get out and extend plays. And then you have a running game with Jonathan Stewart, who's been averaging just shy of 100 yards over the last three or four ball games. But that being said, you know, Case Keenum's playing well. He has to continue to do that, not force things. And Latavius Murray has really come on here of late. He's averaging about 87 yards per game these last four or five. So you got Thielen and Diggs, who are playing at an extremely high level, and Kyle Rudolph at the tight end position. But defensively, I think that's where you have to think the Vikings are going to have to play a stellar game. And they did that last week with all the weapons that Matt Ryan possesses down there at Atlanta. They shut those guys down. And they're going to have to do the same thing here with Cam Newton. And your front seven, can you guys handle Cam Newton in the running game? Because I want everyone else focusing on this rookie and McCaffrey and Funchess and Greg Olsen is back. But you got to make sure you keep Cam Newton in the pocket, don't allow him to run around. And that's going to be a huge chore.
Yeah, and this is certainly a game that would scare me in the past. But as I mentioned, if you win this one, like all your fears about them melting down go away. I'm almost there now because there hasn't been a game in the longest time where I looked at them and said they're not capable. And there isn't a team, mm-hmm. there isn't a team in the NFL, I feel, right now that the Vikings couldn't run into and at least give them an unbelievable game. Because they're just so well built. And there's guys you just trust. And I'm saying this now, and I'll watch them lose 35-0 in this game. But they're mistake prone. Their offensive line has been amazing. Their defense keeps them in these games. So this is going to be one to keep an eye on, and we'll see if they can keep it going. The Seahawks and the Jaguars is an interesting one.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe in Jacksonville. Their defense is tremendous. It probably is the best in football. They make big plays. They get sacks. They give up a little bit more on the ground than they do through the air because of their secondary. So Russell Wilson against that group, Wilson playing as well as he has, no run game to necessarily speak of there. I guess Mike Davis is the running back du jour of the Seattle Seahawks, but they can never settle on a guy. It's strength against strength now who ends up winning it. And, of course, being in Jacksonville, I think, is a huge factor in this as opposed to the Jaguars going all the way up to Seattle and having to deal with that. I like the Jaguars in this game, even though I think Seattle's a better team.
Well, Seattle, you look at them defensively. I didn't expect them to shine as much as they did versus the Eagles last week. Now, the Eagles moved the ball on them, and they had unfortunate turnovers there in the red zone. But the Seattle Seahawks made the plays down there in the red zone. You had Sheldon Richardson stripping Carson Wentz right there as he's going over the goal line for a touchdown. That didn't happen. So those guys are playing up, and we just talked to Brian Baldinger, and he talked about Bobby Wagner, how he doesn't get enough credit on that defense, and I would agree. He is the one mainstay. He and Michael Bennett and those guys have been a force. Earl Thomas is back, and that secondary played lights out last week. I didn't expect them to be in lockdown mode with two of their bigger stars out, and we'll see if they can do it again. And they're not going up against a quarterback who strikes fear in you like Carson Wentz has done to opposing defenses. So going up against Blake Bortles night and day versus Carson Wentz. And so the defense is going to have to stop the running game of the Jags. That's what they want to lean on. Fournette, they want to lean on Chris Ivory. They want to lean on T.J. Yeldon. They want to be able to run the rock and stay out of third and long. And if they can do that, Blake Bortles, you have a little bit more confidence in him. That being said, that they can hunt quarterbacks, the Jags D. Calais Campbell is having a career year. This guy made it, you know, signing in free agency with the Jaguars. He has more than earned his money, and they get after you, the young players on that team, like a Telvin Smith, and then what's the crazy one in the secondary, Jalen Ramsey. I mean, they're playing some excellent football.
Coming up next, a team in each conference in the NFL that's on fraud alert in Week 14, plus Coop's picks. You never want to miss those. Keep it right here.
Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Jets and Broncos. Sunday, 4:05 from Denver.
The Broncos lost 8 in a row after a 3-1 start. The Broncos clinched their first losing season since 2010 with a 35-9 loss in Miami last week. And the Jets are 2 games behind the Ravens for the final wild card spot. What?
Yeah.
What? Who told y'all? That's wild. Yes.
You are the worst. You really are. All right.
I am the worst. It's wild, dude.
Yeah, it is. So we got a bogus update. I got to tell you about the fraud alert.
Yes.
And Coop's picks. That's what's happening right now. We'll start it with Bogus. Bogus, go ahead.
Guys, 3 interceptions put his Falcons in a hole. Matt Ryan's lone touchdown pass helped get them out of it.
Low snap. Ryan handles it from the gun. Ryan steps up. Rifles. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Sanu to the post. Ryan delivers.
Ian Eagle on Westwood 1. Ryan then set up Matt Ryan's tie-breaking 52-yard field goal with less than 4 minutes to go. The Saints' last chance dying when Drew Brees was picked off in the end zone with 85 seconds left. That Falcon D made a lot of big plays, says Ryan.
Our defense stepped up, played extremely well. I think, you know, New Orleans been averaging 30-plus points a game, and for our defense to step up and play the way they did tonight was impressive.
The 2017 final gets the Falcons to 8-5. The Saints are 9-4, and their rookie running back Alvin Kamara suffered a concussion in the first series of the game. The Browns fired executive VP Sashi Brown roughly 24 hours ago, then hired John Dorsey as GM before bedtime. Dorsey had that position in KC through last season. And the Steelers announced yesterday that Ryan Shazier had spinal stabilization surgery Wednesday after being transferred to a Pittsburgh hospital, but no more details on his condition were given. Oklahoma QB Baker Mayfield started cleaning up last night. AP Player of the Year, the Maxwell Award, and the Davey O'Brien Award. He should add the Heisman tomorrow. The only hoops game involving a ranked team last night was number 21 Purdue, pasting Valpo 80-50. Pro Hoops, the Rocket win streak is 8 after a 112-101 victory in Utah. 18 points, 13 assists for Chris Paul. The Nets top the Thunder 195 in Mexico City. The Lakers a 107-104 win in Philly, and another big night for Bradley Beal.
Beal cuts to his right, trying to work off a Gortat screen. Now he does, right at the top. He rises, shoots, scores!
Finishes!
Scores! Bradley Beal makes it 109-97. Beal with 34, and that might be good night, Phoenix.
Finish him, Bradley.
As heard on Wizards Radio, 34 in Phoenix for Beal after 51 in Portland, Washington, a 109-99 win. Before playing last night, the Sixers send Jahlil Okafor, Nick Stauskas, and a 2019 second-round pick to the Nets for veteran forward Trevor Booker, Joel Embiid. A sweet goodbye to Okafor.
I was just like, love you. New beginnings, love you. Good luck. And I made sure to let him know that I was going to kick his
the next time they play. Giancarlo Stanton will reportedly waive his no-trade clause only for the Dodgers, Cubs, Yankees, and Astros. He is not accepting deals to the Cardinals and Giants, with whom the Marlins had negotiated with. Meanwhile,
and who is Christian Yelich?
He's your former teammate, Dee Gordon. Miami moving at second baseman to Seattle for 3 minor leaguers. Gordon will play center for Seattle, who also ends up with more international signing bonus money, presumably to use on Shohei Ohtani. And the NHL will reportedly accept a $650 million expansion fee and application from Seattle on the heels of an approved plan to renovate Key Arena. Seattle will be allowed to hold a season ticket drive. This is the same process that led to the Vegas Golden Knights, boys.
All right, Bogus. So a couple teams in each conference, or one team in each conference, on big-time fraud alert in Week 14. In the NFC, it's definitely the Philadelphia Eagles after coming off of that loss at Seattle. Now, I did not think that it was that big of a deal. I still think that the Eagles are very, very good on both sides of the ball, and they are balanced. However, if they go out and go into a shell like they did against the Seahawks again, against the Rams in L.A., then there's no doubt you're going to really hear the fraud alarm go off on them, because they've beaten nobody. Then they run into two of the best teams in the NFC in a stacked NFC, and they lose to both of them. And I understand they're both on the road, but we got to see how this game plays out first. That'll definitely ring the fraud bell. And then in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens haven't beaten a good team the entire season. There isn't one good win.
The Vikings.
They lost to the Vikings.
Did they lose to the Vikings? That's right. The Ravens lost to the Vikings. My bad.
They haven't beaten a good team the entire year. If you go through all their victories, there's not a single one in there. Unless you want to count the Bengals, but I don't think Bengals are a good team.
No.
The Raiders, to me, are not good.
Nope.
They got killed by the Jaguars. They lost to the Bears.
They beat Detroit. Detroit has been sliding. Hey. Yeah, they're right there on the average line right now.
So the point is, the best team they've beaten the entire year has been the Detroit Lions.
Yes, that's it.
So you're in a wild card spot now. You're running into one of the two best teams in the conference, hands down, the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that is just angry, just flat out angry on Sunday Night Football. And we'll see how good that Ravens team really is and if they stack up with the best in their conference.
I think their defense can stack up with the best. Offensively, yes, they're going to be challenged. But defensively, and these guys have just exploded on that side of the ball. And Terrell Suggs looked like he did when he first came in the league. I mean, when they were winning a Super Bowl. This guy is just, he's turning back the clock. And I don't know what he's using, but it's working. And he needs to continue. And C.J. Mosley is a star. The linebacker, young linebacker out of Alabama. You got the vet, Eric Weddle, longtime San Diego Chargers player. And they are just balling on that side. Yeah, they lost Jimmy Smith, but we'll see, you know, how they deal with that injury. But defensively, and they know what type of game they're going to get into when they take on the Steelers. This will probably be another testy one. I don't think it ever embarks on being dirty like when the Steelers take on the Bengals. But offensively, that's the biggest problem. I don't think the fans are really sold on Joe Flacco. As far as Joe Flacco being the guy he was when he got that huge contract after helping lead them to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's an interesting character because on that run, he was one of the best quarterbacks I'd ever seen that year. I mean, he was that good. Throws down the field, accuracy, toughness. He was. I remember having discussions about him being better than Ben Roethlisberger at the time. Mm-hmm. I said Flacco was just better than Roethlisberger that season, and he was that year, but it's never been the same. And when you get big contracts like that, it makes it very, very difficult to build a balanced team. The Ravens have done a nice job of being good defensively, but, I mean, there's no weapons. And, I mean, think about who he's throwing the ball to. You know, Brashad Perryman and Wallace.
He was a first-round pick. And hasn't shown up. He hadn't played like one. So they've gone out, and we always give Ozzie Newsome and the Ravens credit for being able to evaluate talent with the best of them, but they don't all pan out, and this is one Perryman that hasn't.
And Macklin, too, who...
just become a journeyman now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great when they want you and continue to collect those checks, but you sign him, free agent out of KC, and he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, so that offense is just rough to watch. And that Steelers defense, I have a feeling, I mean, they're going to be missing Shazier, obviously, and that's going to hurt them, and they've got some injuries, and they haven't really been the same since Joe Hayden left, but they're going to have a chip on their shoulder like you've never seen. That team is going to come out. They are so pissed off, the Steelers, right now. And then you get the Ravens.
Who are they upset with? The Ravens?
Well, they always hate the Ravens, but the league. NFL.
I agree. Yeah.
And then they're also upset because Shazier's not around. That's going to be an extra emotion in that mm-hmm. game. And it's a home game. Preview of the picks.
And the Ravens preview are going to they're going to be upset because what did Mike Tomlin say a couple weeks ago? He overlooked them.
That's going to be a firework game.
Yeah, he's talking about the Patriots.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, not the Ravens.
Overlooking the Bengals and the Ravens.
I can just hear the Ravens now if they get a W. Mm-hmm. You can concern yourself with the Patriots now, Mike Tomlin.
Well, yeah. I would have done the same thing, though. I
mean, you would have said what Tomlin said?
It's true. They're the two best teams in the conference, and they never beat the Patriots. Ever.
Well, that's true, but you don't talk about it. I wouldn't have.
Coop, our security guard, our friend, our entertainer, a man who provides us with picks every week. He is a funny-sounding individual, so every week Mikey B goes downstairs and speaks with him. He's worse at picks than you are. 10, 21, and 2 since we've been doing
It's good.
I'm not that far off, man. Come on.
Yeah,
he's got 10. I've got 32 wins.
But you're picking 6 every week. We just started this with Coop a few weeks ago, and he only picks 3.
Anyway.
Yeah, we missed the first couple weeks of the season.
He just said that.
Coop, another losing week at 1-2. So can he turn it around this week? Mikey B and Coop, week 14.
Here with Coop, NFL picks, week 14. Coop, how are you?
I'm okay.
Cowboys, 3.5-point favorites versus the Giants.
Did he
Giants.
Say I'm
this
all
game
gay?
Is in New York.
Is that what he said? Hold on, wait, go back.
He said I'm okay,
here
man.
Here with Coop, NFL picks, week 14. Coop, how are you?
I'm okay.
I can see how you could misconstrue that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said I'm all gay. Oh, well, that's the holiday spirit, right? They say that, gay is happy. So that's what it is. He's happy because it's Christmas, I guess, you know?
I'm gay every day.
I'm all gay. All right. Well, let's start it from the beginning again.
Here with Coop, NFL picks, week 14. Coop, how are you?
I'm okay.
Cowboys, 3.5-point favorites versus the Giants. This game is in New York.
Cowboy.
Why?
I'm a Cowboy fan, and they got to win this game. Cowboy got to win this game. And they don't. They ain't got no shot to be in the playoff.
Green Bay, 3-point favorites versus the Cleveland Browns.
They playing Green Bay?
Cleveland.
Green Bay.
Why?
I don't know. Just Green Bay. Green Bay is a tough team at this time of year. Well, they got a good defense, offense, so they can go with that. They can go along with what they got.
Raiders at Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 4.
Stop it, Pete, for a second.
They're a good team. Good team?
Yeah, right. They're a good team this time of year. Good ting this time of year.
They got good offense, good defense. They can go with that.
And they can go with that. That was the best part of it. And they can go with that. And then he laughs for whatever reason.
He chuckled.
Yeah, he did. It was not chuckle worthy, but he still did.
So they can go with that. They can go along with what they got.
Raiders at Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 4.
Raiders.
And finally, Coop, I see you in front of a menorah here. Do you celebrate Hanukkah?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I really don't know what Hanukkah is. I don't know. I don't think I know it's my Christmas. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's always a life. They celebrate, you know. One thing you got to respect. The main thing is respect their Christmas. I respect everybody's Christmas, the way they celebrate. But ain't nothing wrong with it.
Wait, a Hanukkah? Please, I don't know nothing about no Hanukkah.
What was his point there?
I'm celebrating Hanukkah. A hunting?
I don't know what it is.
Coop, play that again,
Coop,
man.
You're an 80-year-old in New York City. How do you not know what Hanukkah is?
Finally, Coop, I see you in front of a menorah here. Do you celebrate Hanukkah?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I really don't know what Hanukkah is. I don't know. I don't think I know it's my Christmas.
I don't know.
You know, it's always a life. They celebrate, you know. One thing you got to respect. The main thing is respect their Christmas. I respect everybody's Christmas, the way they celebrate. But ain't nothing wrong with it.
Wait.
I don't know what a Hanukkah is.
Was that like quasi-anti-Semitic? Like, was he saying that the one thing you respect is Christmas, but that's it?
I think Hanukkah is...
Is a Christmas?
Is a Christmas. Like, Christmas
right.
is a holiday.
Yeah.
That's how I interpreted it.
I respect everyone's Christmas.
Right, like Christmas.
How they celebrate.
Holidays are just Christmas.
Yeah.
No, okay. So he wasn't saying I only respect Christmas.
No. Everyone.
Like a Coke is a soda to some people.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
I really don't know what Hanukkah is.
Hanukkah, man.
I really don't know what a Hanukkah is. Because I'm all gay.
Hanukkah, I don't know what Hanukkah is. Oh, you should ask him about Kwanzaa. Dang. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Next week.
Are you going to be here?
Yes.
Can you give me the okay again? How can you get all gay out of okay? I mean, that's so hard to do. Okay is one of those, no matter who you are, you could never speak English in your life and come over here and you'll know okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Coop. That's what you got to say. You're okay.
Wow.
I'm all gay.
I'm all gay.
Man is a masterpiece. He really
we
is.
We got family and huh.
I really don't know what honey is.
Honey is.
Enjoy your family because they all gay. And if you celebrate a honey with your family, that's all gay too.
Enjoy your family. I really don't know what honey is. All the families had enjoy all the trimming, especially the big old turkey.
The big old turkey. He was gay when he said that.
Oh, yeah. He was all gay when he said that.
Turkey. Oh, that big old turkey.
The turkey. Coming right back with our
picks.
It's
Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from Crandall in Oregon, and he wants to know what Brian thinks about Mike Riley going back to Oregon State, not to be the head coach, but to be an assistant head coach to a first-year head coach. Yeah. Weird. Sign up to be an O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So
the Beavers, their new head coach, Jonathan Smith, played for them. And he played for them when Mike Riley was the head coach. And he also was a GA for Mike Riley. Yep. And now he brings him in as an associate head coach. I guess being the first-time head coach, didn't need any head coaching experience.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings a head coach or a coach on the staff that has that experience. And we'll see how it works out. But Oregon State can't seem to get enough of Mike Riley.
All right. So hopefully that sufficiently answered Crandall's question from Oregon on hashtag Ask the Pros. Okay, we've got picks.
Okay. And Mikey B, you didn't have to do the math for us on the rundown. We got the math down, though. Appreciate it, though.
Well, he's just
you redundant bastard.
He's going above and beyond, so you don't have to do the math.
I can do the math myself.
So you don't have to sit there and count on your fingers or whatever you do.
All right, I won't do it. Moving forward.
So
one of these days.
Last week, I really had an opportunity to take Brian for some serious cash.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it.
Nope.
Because I was scared, is what it came down to. But I shouldn't have been because I wreck him every week in the picks, is what it comes down
to. Shut up.
So last week, no different. I should have had a better week.
What'd you do?
3-2-1.
Okay, and I was?
2-4.
You didn't wreck me.
But I still, it's you every still week won. I beat you. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Win's a win.
I know,
you
but you said you wrecked me.
But every week I beat you.
Just say you
I
win.
I beat the brains out of you every week. It's disgusting, this display.
Wow.
I mean, I'm like standing over you like Juju Smith-Schuster did on Vontaze Burfict.
You're going to get suspended.
Like outside right now, you know what there is? There's a cart ready to take you off the field because it's gotten that bad. So on the season.
Wow. Sorry, dog. The one wag is on to.
Might as well.
Yep.
41-33-1 for me. You, 32-40-3. And that's how many games up?
That's the mathematician over there.
That's nine. Nine games. So we only have three games to pick this week.
Yeah. 3-0, baby. I feel it.
No college. So Brian's going to have a real uphill battle here.
I had an uphill battle when there was college.
That is a good point. So let's get it started.
Come on.
The Denver Broncos are an embarrassment to the league. They're the worst team in football right now. John Elway has big problems trying to figure out not only this offense, but this defense now, which is falling completely apart. All you need to know is the Miami Dolphins stomped on the Broncos. Stomped on them. They got called out by John Elway. They still came out and played like hell the last couple of weeks. They don't have a quarterback. Every one of them is putrid. The Jets show up every week and play. There was only one real bad week in recent memory, and that was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Every other game they're in, they're going to go to Denver. They're going to win this game. It's Jets minus one, rocking chair. The Broncos are finished. They cannot win football games any longer in 2017. Jets minus one. Just talked about this one earlier. The Pittsburgh Steelers are an angry team. They're upset about Shazier, even though we know that it wasn't the Bengals doing or anybody, but that's still very emotional. for them, what he's going through, the fact that the NFL screwed Juju Smith-Schuster and then took the suspension away from George Iloka. They hate Vontaze Burfict from last week, and now you dispatch of the Bengals and you bring in another hard-hitting, hated rival, and one they may even dislike more than the Baltimore Ravens. They've got a little more respect for them than the Bengals. At home, Ben is going to go off in this game with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, and maybe even Martavis Bryant gets going, too, with Juju Smith-Schuster suspended. This is the tune-up game for the New England Patriots. Pittsburgh, -5 at home, Sunday night football against the Ravens. They'll win by 17 points or more. The Green Bay Packers, they can smell Aaron Rodgers around the corner. They are 6-6. They win this game, they get Rodgers back. Maybe they can make a run to 10-6 and squeak into one of the wild card spots. That'll mostly be the 6-1 at 10-6. It's a possibility, but they got to take care of business on the road against Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't win football games. It's Green Bay -3. I think Brett Hundley gets the job done. I think this Green Bay team comes out inspired because they know what's coming with Aaron Rodgers. And Hundley had a bad game last week. I think he plays really well against Cleveland. The Browns are a mess. Kaiser's terrible. I don't need to go into them. Green Bay -3 at Cleveland.
Speaking of a mess, the Arizona Cardinals a mess. Bruce Arians, are you going to stick around, baby? It may not be your choice, but I'm going to take you this week, +3 with the Tennessee Titans at 8-4 rolling into town. Now, I like this Tennessee Titans defense. They are pretty good. Wesley Woodyard and Kevin Byard, Derek Morgan, and my man Hook'em Horns, Brian Arakpo. How about the rookie, Adoree Jackson? He's having a wonderful season. But so is the old vet, Larry Fitzgerald, leads the NFC right now with 82 receptions. And a rookie, speaking of rookies, Ricky Seals-Jones didn't do anything there at Texas A&M except for ask for a whole bunch of money. Well, he's pretty good right now in the NFL with 3 touchdowns on the season. We'll see if Adrian Peterson can play this week. But Blaine Garrett, take care of the rock, and I think the Cardinals will cover there. Minnesota, Carolina, we talked about this. I love Minnesota. I believe in Minnesota, but I also believe in Cam Newton. So I'm going to take Carolina at home, +2.5. The X factor is going to be Newton. He can extend those plays like it's no one's business. So how do you account for that? And I think that can cause this defense, as well as they played for the Vikings, so many problems. So I'm going with Cam Newton. They're at home, +2.5. Chicago and Cincinnati, the Bengals, they tried to hang with the Steelers the other night. They scored some points, if not for penalties. You know, they wouldn't have probably won that ball game. Had a touchdown taken off the board, a pass to A.J. Green. Now I know the Steelers had a punt return that was taken off the board as well. But I'm going with Cincy -6.5. Cincy, their quarterback, Dalton, he has been playing exceptionally well the last 6 ball games, 11 touchdowns, no picks. Let's see if he can continue to do that. If they can ride his arm, they may be all right. Of course, you know about Bernard and Mixon at the running back position, A.J. Green. I'm going with Cincy -6.5. What did you have to say there, homie?
Did you just say the Bengals at Cincinnati?
Maybe I did.
Did you do it
Chicago
again?
Chicago at Cincinnati. Okay. No, of course not.
You sure?
Who knows? The Falcons are playing the Falcons. Why can't the Bengals play the Bengals?
I was going to say, if you did twice in the same show, a team playing themselves, that's a new record.
Is that a new record?
Maybe you do need all that time off. Jeez. Earlier in the show, and the picks are over, Pete. You can bring the music down. That's it. So, earlier in the show, Brian said when he was going through the Falcons schedule, and then they play Atlanta in the last game of the season. So, I might have misheard this one. He didn't do it?
No, right. He did. He
all right, I was really hoping. Now I'm just imagining your mistakes.
Thought I heard it, too.
Bengals at Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Twice.
Chicago.
Ah, it's too bad. Well, anyway.
Too bad for you.
Yeah. Are we going to do like a lunch or something or some sort of thing before you go away now? Because I got to get together one sort of.
We would have to do it.
I know your day's off now. I'm very aware.
Next week. That would happen next week, dog.
Yeah, it would now,
wouldn't
it?
Because the following week.
Next week's a bad week for me, too.
Ain't happening. I have to do it in January. I'll come see you in January.
No, you won't.
Sure, I will. I'll still be around.
Long gone.
Just because I'm retiring, I mean, I'm not going to be around.
Long gone.
I'll be around for about 2 weeks.
Man, he didn't know what choking is.
Not even 2 weeks. No, I won't be around. You're right.
Yeah, damn. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd have to be next week. Next all week right. Bad for you?
Got all sorts of stuff.
I know. You big time now, man. All they care about you now. All of a sudden, all that love is just raining down on you.
Yeah, I got a...
They love G.O.
Got a Wednesday thing and a Thursday thing.
Yeah. That sucks.
Maybe we do Tuesday? How's Tuesday for you?
Tuesday works for me.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Pete's not in for Tuesday. Tuesday.
Who invited him?
It's a show thing.
Oh, it's a show thing. Oh.
It's a show thing.
Have a good weekend, Brian.
Don't say anything.
I won't.
You were about to say a curse word. I was not.
I don't curse anymore.
Thanks to Brian Baldinger, the people that were annoying him while he was doing our interview at the airport. Mikey B., Petey Meats, Bogish, and some guy on tape. Have a great weekend, everybody. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!